KFIZ News Time 940 as Fun Elect Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. It's Friday, February 19th of 2021. Hour number two of the show continues here this morning as we continue with our conversations with local law enforcement members, talking about law enforcement topics in and around the Fond du Lac area. And it's time for our weekly chat with the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. It's always fun to meet some of the new patrol deputies that are joining the ranks of the Sheriff's Office. Good to introduce them to you, the listener, as well. And we're going to do that today as we are joined by new patrol deputy Devin Simon, also field training officer Matt Reimenschneider here this morning to chat for a little bit on the Friday edition of the show. Gentlemen, good morning. How are we doing today?
Morning.
Thanks
for having us.
Yeah, appreciate you taking some time. A rare live edition of Behind the Badge with the Sheriff's Office here this morning. We appreciate you taking some time out of your schedules to chat with us here on the radio waves this morning. For Deputy Simon, I told you off the air, and I'll tell you on the air too. These interviews, I kind of style them to focus mostly on the new hire. So we'll kind of focus on you and your background and what makes Deputy Devin Simon a new member of the Sheriff's Office. And we'll start with that. Tell us about yourself. Where are you from, and how did you get into law enforcement for a career?
Well, I grew up in east side of Fond du Lac County, just outside of the city. Pretty much stayed in Fond du Lac my whole life. I loved it here. Went to Fond du Lac High School. After that, I did go to Fox Valley Tech for their law enforcement two-year program, as well as their academy there. After that, I did find a part-time job sort of in Dodge County, a little smaller village, and eventually transferred to the city of Plymouth, where I worked for 2 years, and then found my way here for the sheriff's office.
Law enforcement always an interest of yours growing up? Was that always the career path you wanted to take?
Yeah, actually, when I was growing up, I knew a lot of my sports coaches. Think of a couple of them were law enforcement officers, and I'd always ask them about the job, and I'd always be interested from a younger age, and I always liked the feeling of kind of patrolling and not just sitting in a building, working, doing something, the same thing every day. With being a patrol officer, every day is different. You never know what you're going to get into, and I really like that fact.
So was those coaches that kind of helped guide you into that path, and once you got on that path, what was your experience like kind of moving from that college experience going into that first job application process? What was that like for you? Was it helpful using kind of the training you've had with schooling going into that process, and kind of knowing what it was like, hearing from those people you talked with as a kid, and kind of set you on that path? What was that process looking for your first job like for you?
I guess just with schooling, granted, there's a lot of people that have academy experience, as well as you could even say 2-year, 4-year programs. I've always heard the numbers are down for, I guess, applications for police jobs, but it's still kind of competitive to land a police job in this sort of field. But I've heard not as hard as it was maybe like 20 years ago, where you get a couple hundred applicants, but I found that I needed to sort of branch out, and actually volunteered, and I'm thinking about it, for the Fond du Lac Police Department, their auxiliary unit. I did a lot of the Fond du Lac high school football games, concerts, parades, and that sort of helped me, I guess, further myself, more to talk about in an interview setting. And from there, I guess that kind of helped me land a part-time job, which it was really helpful for me because, obviously, being a first patrol job, you gain experience that you wouldn't have gained unless you're other patrol officer somewhere else.
Fond du Lac County being home for you, is that always a goal to work for either the sheriff's office or maybe a local police department then?
Yeah, I loved living in the country setting, and I guess I'm kind of stuck to this county, so it was kind of hard to move away. So it was always a goal to get back here, I guess, somehow. And like I said, I'm living like the Holy Land area, so it was always, I live further away towards the county line due to my working at Plymouth before, but I kind of want to move further back west, more towards the city. So,
you got hired by the sheriff's office. You told me off the air you're about halfway through, I'd say, maybe a little bit beyond that in your training. What's the training process been like for you so far? You're week seven, I think you said. Is that correct?
Yep, correct. It's been awesome. Biggest thing compared to a city transferring to a county is, I guess, knowing locations and where you are. From a city setting, I could learn streets pretty quickly. Plymouth was a decent-sized city, but when you transfer to a larger county, getting to know the route to where you're going the quickest is very important. I guess it sort of helps being from the east side of the county, knowing more of that aspect. But I got to say, I didn't branch out too far west of the county when I was younger. So just learning some areas over here. Yeah, that's pretty much the biggest challenge, really.
We hear that a lot from the new hires, even those just like yourself from the area. The roads always seem to be the biggest challenge, especially for the county. And like you said, there's quite a difference from say the Mount Calvary area to rural Brandon. Got to know all those back roads and side streets. I can only imagine what it's like if you've never been in a certain area or you didn't really branch out all that much, trying to figure out where a certain road is and get there quickly to respond to a call. It probably is a pretty big challenge, right?
Yeah, like you said, I couldn't imagine, like, for instance, if I would go to somewhere in, like, Waukesha County, never been there before, that would be quite a challenge to learn all the roads and main interstates that go through there. Luckily, I'm kind of from the area, so I have a little bit of idea of what roads I'm on. But, yeah, for the aspect of not actually growing up in the area, that would be really challenging.
What's been the most important thing you've learned in your 7 weeks or so of field training? Aside from needing to know the roads, what would you say the most important thing you've taken away from your first half of training so far?
I would say the transition from working a certain department before they mold you into, I guess, what you're supposed to do there, certain paperwork, documentation aspect, and then moving to a different department. You kind of have to unlearn the things that you just were taught for 2 years and mold yourself into, I guess, how things are done at a different department from what you just learned.
Now, you've been switching between some shifts here recently. You mentioned to be off the air, you've been going between a day shift and second shift and kind of learning the ropes on all different angles. What was that experience like? Do you have a favorite, I guess you could say, at least at this point?
I like second shift later on in the night. I like traffic, so you get later on towards the night and you find a little more interesting things. Granted, I came from, I used to work third shift, so traffic would be slight and I mean, make a couple stops a night and see what you could find. But I always like the second shift because I guess that's what I'm used to and I like being up a little later, if you could say that.
Big difference in your daily schedules, even with that second shift to third shift transition, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sleep schedules, biggest thing.
That's for sure. Well, let's bring in Field Training Officer Matt Reimenschneider here for a little bit to talk about kind of his role in this. Tell us about yourself, I guess not just yourself, but your role in training Deputy Simon at this point in his field training.
Oh, yeah, thanks. So I just finished the field training program, so certified in training law enforcement officers, you know, new hires in the department. So actually Deputy Simon is my first probationer that I've been training. It's been a new experience, and, you know, I find it very enjoyable to share the knowledge that I've learned, you know, only in a short period of time, the past, you know, 2 to 3 years of being on the road. And, you know, just guiding him in the right direction and molding him, like you said, into what the department, you know, looks for in their deputies.
So you're fairly new to this. First person you've had in the training side of things with you. What made you want to become a field training officer? Was that something you were invited to do? Is that something you signed up for? You had to express interest in? Explain that for us.
Yeah, so I expressed interest to my supervisors, and, you know, I let them know that I was interested in, sharing my knowledge on new deputies that come through. And, you know, I remember when I first started, I had several good FTOs myself, and the knowledge that they gave me was super helpful. And I know with the developing times and technology changing, you know, I'm sure it would be helpful to have a younger FTO that's, you know, kind of just more in depth with everything that's changing and can guide people in the right direction when it comes to things like that with statutes and computer processing, all that stuff.
How long have you been working with Deputy Simon? Is this just a short-term thing? Is he being passed on to someone else soon for more training? How does that work?
So we're at the last day of our first week together, and then next week we'll come back after our days off and have one more full week together.
So what specifically have you been helping him with over the first week here or so?
So going through the daily procedures of, patrolling on first shifts, we see a large variety of calls, and the traffic is different. There's, I would say, probably more traffic on first and second shift than, night shift. So using the emergency lights properly and being safe in the patrol squad, so, we don't get rear-ended and stuff like that, and just approaching people differently on day shift opposed to individuals on night shift. Most times on day shift, people are, commuting back and forth to work, so you're interrupting people's, their day, so you got to handle them a bit differently.
Very good. We appreciate both of you for taking some time to chat with us. Deputy Simon, Deputy Ryman Schneider, thanks so much for taking some time to join us here on the program. Good luck to both of you going forward.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Have a great day. That is our Behind the Badge with the County Sheriff's Office here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Always good to chat with some of the field training officers.